Spanish article, translated by Max, Max Almada.
Oh, catfight.
Is this real life?
Hey, real life podcast listeners. Even if you are alone in your English learning, know that today, right now, in your earbuds, you are joined by thousands of English learners all around the world, searching to do the same thing you are. If you want to know more about Real Life English or this podcast, then check out our website at reallifebh.com.
Aw yeah! Welcome to another Real Life English podcast, the only podcast guaranteed to make you float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. I'm Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, effective, and convenient way to learn English. So make the most out of this podcast and listen to it while you are walking the dog, stuck in traffic, waiting in line, or cleaning out the kitty litter. I'm joined today by my co-host, the man who has recently come out of Facebook hibernation, Justin Murray.
What's up, Chad? How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Justin. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's the first time you're officially hosting this podcast, right?
I'm here to fill some big shoes. Do my best, at least.
What do you mean by fill some big shoes?
To try to do a job that somebody else was doing really well.
Mm-hmm. And what happened to that other person?
Trevor, he died. I'm just kidding. He's in meditation right now, Vipassana.
Yes, he is not with us. He's taken 10 days off, and he's in the Vipassana meditation retreat.
Yep.
What is that exactly? You've been there before, I believe.
I did this twice. It's a 10-day meditation retreat where Trevor's actually helping. They have servers, and he's helping there. He's volunteering his time and services to help people who are meditating. So people, you go there and you meditate for 10 days. You don't speak at all. Mm-hmm. You eat vegetarian food. You meditate for 10 hours a day. It's quite a powerful experience.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Sounds very interesting. So Trevor will be back with us, I think, next week, hopefully, right?
Should be, yeah.
Yeah, but he's not going to be in the same room anymore. He's going to be recording the podcast from Rio de Janeiro. He has moved there. Beautiful city. You've been there too?
Yep, I've been there. What do you think about Rio?
Yeah, Rio is great. Rio is an amazing place. Beautiful beaches, cool people, nice lifestyle.
And pretty soon we're going to have a great party there too.
Yeah, so Trevor has gone there and he's going to start the Real Life English party and the Real Life English movement. So if you're listening from Rio, maybe give a shout out to Trevor. You can find him on Facebook or through the RLE email account. And we can send on a message to him for you. And if you stick around to the end of this podcast, we're going to give you a tip that can really help your comprehension skills and give you access to awesome information. And even if you're a teacher, it can help you revolutionize some of your classroom activities. So let's get straight into it today. Let's start off with the news. I guess Trevor leaving is kind of like news, but talking about the party, we have another party coming up, right?
August 10th.
Yep. August 10th. Me and Justin are going to be there.
If you guys are in Bayaga, love to see you out there. If you're in another city close by, take a trip out.
Mm-hmm.
Well worth it.
What's Bayaga?
Bayaga is Belo Horizonte. That's where we live. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's in Portuguese. Bayaga is BH.
Yeah. So yeah, the party is going to be this Saturday, the 10th of August, from 5 p.m. until whenever everybody leaves. So don't forget there is going to be a buy one, get one free on the beer and the caipirinha, 5 p.m. to 7:30.
Yeah, so make sure you come early, not just for the beer, but we're going to be doing some new activities early on to get people interacting and to really get people to know each other before the masses start coming.
Mm-hmm. What are the masses? What do you mean by the masses in this case?
The large groups of people that usually come later.
Yeah, it usually gets quite crowded at around 8 o'clock, would you say?
Yeah, we do the meet and greet activity a little bit later, and that's when we have people like just meet each other. Everybody meets new people at that point.
Yep. So if you come early, the earlier the better. You'll get more chances to meet everyone and be able to speak a lot more English the earlier you get there.
And it's easier to talk to us as well because we're usually quite busy talking to a lot of people at the later points.
Yep. So hope to see you guys all there. Okay, so let's move on to the shout-outs. You know you make me wanna. Justin, you're recently back on Facebook. Would you like to give a shout-out to maybe some new people that you have seen on the Facebook community since your return?
Well, I've seen these people. I've heard about them. People are talking about it, but I haven't engaged and really gotten to know these people. But Lorena Lopez is a new member of the... Not a new member, she's a new star of our community that people are starting to talk about.
Mm-hmm. She's been participating a lot. She also participated in the movie marathon.
Yeah. I've witnessed her charisma a little bit, some of her comments. She seems like quite on the ball. What does on the ball mean?
On the ball means someone who is always active and always knows of the newest information. Someone who's very on the ball.
Correct, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, so Lorena, thanks a lot for all your participation in the Facebook community. Been helping a lot of people.
By the way, she's another member from Spain. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, a lot of Spanish people from Spain have been participating recently.
Yeah, we're actually trying to branch out more into the Spanish market, Spanish-speaking market as well. We just published our first Spanish article, translated by Max. Yeah, so Max Ahumada, he's a new translator. He's a very active member of our community, and we're really proud to bring him in as a translator to translate a lot of our popular articles and new articles as well into Spanish, really to try to reach out to the Spanish-speaking audience because we want to really reach as many people as possible.
Earlier you mentioned to branch out. What does branch out mean?
Branch out means to spread, to extend our work to other areas, other languages.
It's a tree metaphor, right?
Yeah, so if you imagine a tree has branches that sort of go out, that spread.
Yeah.
To branch out means to spread ideas, for example.
Yeah. You hear this a lot with banks. Banks have many branches around the city.
Yeah, almost any corporation, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's a common business term.
Yeah, but it's very common in banking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, welcome, Max.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Max. Looking forward to reading some awesome articles in Spanish.
Yeah, the first one he did was 7 things not to do when speaking English. Siete cosas que no deberías hacer al hablar inglés.
Yep, that's what I was about to say.
Let's check it out now. The Spanish flag on the Real Life English website. Check it out. First article, we're going to put many more on in the coming weeks. And our second shout out goes to Wagner Sodre.
Sodre? I think Sodre. I'm not sure.
For those of you who don't live in Brazil, this is Wagner Sodre.
Uh-huh. And where is he from?
He's from Goiás.
Brazil.
Where's Goiás in Brazil?
Goiás, I believe, is the state, like Brasilia, is in Goiás.
Okay, so it's in the interior part. It's in the middle of the country.
Yeah, it's like the countryside of Brazil. So yeah, Wagner, he's been participating a lot in the group recently. Really cool member. Seems to be very proactive in the group. So thanks a lot, Wagner. We hope to speak to you and just see you in the Facebook community more.
Maybe we'll see you in BH someday, or maybe we can do the event in Goiás.
Yeah. Who knows? Okay, so that pretty much does it for the shout-outs for this week. Let's move on to the question.
Okay, so the question for the week is directed to the man who actually wrote an article about this. Did you write an article about this?
No, I didn't. Maybe I can in the future, though.
Okay. How to use either or neither nor.
Yeah, some people pronounce this either or. Or neither nor.
Yeah, I actually pronounce it both ways.
Yeah, me
too. Neither and neither. Mm-hmm. Either and either.
It's like that little riddle. Potato, potato.
Yeah.
Did you say potato or potato?
I said potato.
Yeah, me too. I don't think anyone says potato.
What about tomato?
Tomato.
Tomato?
Yeah.
I think that's a British-American thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so yeah, this is a common question. A lot of my students get confused when they see this. How to use the words either. What does either mean?
It's like one or the other, right? You're either with us or against us, is what they say sometimes.
Exactly. Or if I was to maybe offer something, I guess when you offer things, let's say I have two options. And I say, hey, Justin, do you want a drink? And Justin might say,
what do you got?
Either OJ or Coke. What's OJ?
Orange juice.
Yeah. So either or is when you have generally two options as suggestions for that person. Maybe if we were going to go out tonight and say, hey, Justin, you want to go out tonight?
Where are we going to go?
Well, we could either go to a bar or a nightclub. Either or.
It means that to have a selection about something, right?
Yeah, selection of two choices.
Yeah, you can't have both.
No.
You can't have your cake and eat it too, can you?
No, you can't. Hey, that's an expression we could have used today, but it's not on the expressions list. So let's add it on there because it's related to food. So if you want to find out what have your cake and eat it too means, we'll just add that to the expressions on this podcast. So neither nor is similar principle to either or when you have two options. But in this case, you're saying that those two options aren't possible. So we generally hear this just as neither when there's a response. Like if I said to Justin, so do you want Coke or OJ?
Neither. Guaraná, I want.
Okay. Yeah. So what's Guaraná?
Guaraná is a Brazilian drink. It's like a berry, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Brazilian fruit mm-hmm. that people, they eat here, but they made a drink out of it, and it's really good.
Yeah. It's a type of soda.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so yeah, neither nor. So that'll just be the negative form of either or. So when there's no possibilities of those two options, or you don't want them. I think that pretty much covers it.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, sounds about right. Okay, so let's move on to the main topic, the expression. So today's expressions are all referring to food.
Have you had lunch today?
Yes, I have. I had lunch today.
Yeah, me too. Good thing, because I might get really hungry talking about this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're actually a vegetarian, though.
Yeah.
Vegan.
Mm-hmm.
So, you don't really have much options.
Is this a vegan lesson today?
No, it's not. Actually, yeah, there's no meat. There's no reference to meat here. So, let me just quickly tell you what these expressions are first. They are chalk and cheese, cut the mustard, icing on the cake, food for thought, and too many cooks spoil the broth.
And the surprise one today is to have your cake and eat it too.
Exactly. Sweet. So the first one is chalk and cheese. What is chalk?
Chalk is what you use to write on the blackboard. It's mm-hmm. what probably a lot of us growing up in school, we had this, what teachers used to write. It's very dry.
Mm-hmm.
It's white.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks really easily.
Yep.
That's chalk, right?
Yeah. So the expression like chalk and cheese is, obviously cheese is nothing like chalk. So we use this expression to say that something is very different and it has nothing in common.
But they look same?
No, they look nothing alike either. So how would you use this expression? Justin, can you give us an example of the term like chalk and cheese?
Spanish and German are like chalk and cheese. They're not very similar.
Yeah, they have nothing in common. Perfect. Maybe even another example of this could be right now we had to pause the podcast for Justin to go and interrupt a cat fight between his cat and the neighborhood cat, who was actually his cat's mom.
They're like chalk and cheese.
Exactly.
She abandoned him and he came here to our house when he was a little baby.
Uh-huh.
And we brought him up.
Yeah. What do you mean by bring him up?
To raise him, to care for him and be his parent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give him food, shelter, uh-huh. love, belonging.
Yeah. So that...
And Meru's mom, Meru's our cat, mm-hmm. comes over and attacks Meru.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to break up fights sometimes.
Yeah. There you go. What a respectful father you are. So yeah, the real life English cat, Meru, and his mother are like chalk and cheese. All right, I'm going to introduce the next one.
So to cut the mustard means to not meet a certain standard. It's not be good enough
mm-hmm.
for something. It's generally used in the negative form. Like he didn't cut the mustard, he can't cut the mustard.
Mm-hmm.
So when would you use that, Chad?
An example of cut the mustard. Well, we were just talking about the Real Life English party. Before we found the Devasa bar where we do the party now, none of the other places really cut the mustard. They weren't good enough for the Real Life English party.
Yeah.
You say so?
Yeah, I'd say so, definitely.
Yeah. So yeah, cut the mustard just means to reach a required standard. Moving on to the next one, icing on the cake. You have to be familiar with this one.
Yes, we use this all the time. Yeah? Definitely.
So first of all, what is icing?
Icing on the cake, well, ice literally is like you ice skate, right? Like snow that's frozen. Frozen water is ice. But icing on the cake, you make the cake, it's the final layer. It's the sweetness on it.
Mm-hmm. It's like that cover of, I don't even know what that is. That just sugar, I guess?
Sugar, it's like a paste, yeah. Right?
So yeah, that really sweet cover that you get on cakes, we call that icing. And icing on the cake, what does that mean?
Icing on the cake is when you do something and it's that extra little bit that makes it awesome. Mm-hmm. That makes it just extra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of like brings it up to that next level as well sometimes.
It's not essential, but it's something that makes it a lot better. So,
mm-hmm. Can you give us an example?
So maybe speaking English well is important for my life and it's important for my job, but the icing on the cake is that I get to understand all the songs that I like.
Perfect, yeah. Being able to understand music in a second language is like the icing on the cake of learning.
Or maybe like you go on a vacation with your parents, and the icing on the cake of your whole English learning process is that you get to translate for them and help them out, and you get to be the hero of the family.
Nice one. Yeah, cool. All right, so icing on the cake. Next one, food for thought. Food for thought. So I'll just quickly give you the explanation here. Food for thought is when somebody maybe brings up like a really good idea, or you see something that could be beneficial in some way that gets you thinking about something more.
Or something you want to think about more.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. It's as if you're feeding your brain food and it's just digesting this food and trying to make something out of it.
Yeah, because a lot of ideas you're not going to grasp, you're not going to really understand fully at that moment, but it's something you need to digest and really make part of the rest of your knowledge.
Yes. So, food for thought. Do you have any food for thought for our podcast listeners, Justin? Something that might get them thinking a little bit more in English, preferably?
Okay, some food for thought is that many scientists believe that knowledge of another language can boost your brain power. And so, I've read that, you know, it decreases your chance of getting Alzheimer's, increases your concentration, and all sorts of mental capacity.
Yeah. What do you mean by brain power?
Brain power is like the capacity of your brain.
Mm.
The overall force, strength of your brain.
There you go. That's pretty good food for thought there. The fact that learning another language can pretty much make you smarter in all other aspects of life.
More durability in your brain as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
More strength, more intelligence throughout your older ages.
Is that scientifically proven, the Alzheimer's thing?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess it delays it like 5 years if you're fully bilingual.
Okay.
It delays Alzheimer's 5 years.
Okay.
On average.
All right, sweet. So the next one is too many cooks spoil a broth.
Is this like too many Indian chiefs? I don't know. Too many bosses?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You don't have this one at all?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, it seems like I'm just using these British expressions. No, even Trevor often doesn't know some of the expressions that I bring up. So, first of all, do you know what a broth is? What's a broth?
A broth is a soup, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I think of a broth, I think of a witch. You know, like the witch's cauldron, and she's like making a magic spell on her broth, and it's like hot kind of soup. And to spoil, what does spoil mean in this case?
To go bad.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like to ruin as well. Go bad would be specifically for food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so too many cooks spoil the broth. What is the message here? What do you understand with this expression, Justin?
You can't have too many bosses. You can't have too many leaders because it makes the whole recipe bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, because when they say cooks, that'd be like the main chef, the person who's in charge of making that meal. So if you have too many chefs, it ruins the broth.
Yeah, it's like having like English class with like 5 different teachers. So I was trying to tell you the lesson.
It just makes you confused. so much information coming in at once.
Or a boat with like too many captains.
Exactly. Well, there's another one in... You mentioned one that you guys say in the United States about the Indians.
Yeah, too many chiefs and not enough Indians, I believe.
Okay. Is that same thing, same expression?
Yeah, pretty much.
Same meaning behind it? Okay. So that's the five expressions that I came up with related to food. But Justin came up with that other one at the start of this podcast. What was it again exactly?
You can't have your cake and eat it too.
You can't have your cake and eat it too. What does that mean, my friend?
It means that you either have your cake, it feels good to have it without having eaten it, and then it feels good to eat it. But if you eat it, it's gone.
Okay.
And so it's either or.
Okay, there you go. Either or.
So you have your decision.
Okay. Can you think of a case where maybe you have decided, or you couldn't have your cake and eat it too? That sounds strange.
So for example, imagine you save up some money and you have the opportunity to either buy the new car you always wanted or to take the trip you've always wanted.
Okay.
You can't have both. You can't have your cake and eat it too.
Mm-hmm.
You have to select one. You have to choose one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So you can't have both of them. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Would mean that you have to make a decision, one or the other.
Yeah, because when you eat your cake, it's gone.
Yeah.
And if you have your cake, you can't eat it.
Yeah, it's like if you want to show, hey, look how nice my cake is, but you can't actually enjoy it yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
The idea that expression is giving us there.
It's all about priorities.
Mm-hmm. Perfect, man. Awesome. So that was an extra special 6 expressions for this podcast. So all related to food. Hopefully you're not too hungry. So that does it for the expressions. Let's move on to the quick tips, tricks, and or joke section. Okay, so the tip for today. This is a great way to practice your English listening and comprehension and just getting a lot of awesome new information about a whole variety of subjects. And this is TED Ed. You've heard about this, right, Justin?
Yeah, TED Ed.
So the website is actually edted.ted.com. Edted.com. So this actually comes from the original TED.com website, which we have talked about many times. If you're part of our Facebook community, you'll probably see we post a lot of TED videos. So TED is this idea of like spreading good information about very specific topics, and it's a very great way to practice your English. But this kind of takes it to the next level. TED Ed is a place where you can find some great videos to teach something. They're usually YouTube videos, around 5 minutes. And you can upload a video to TED Ed and you can make a lesson about this. Okay, so this is going to really help your English if you take advantage. You can find a subject that interests you. The videos are generally 5 to 10 minutes, so it's not too long. Go through, listen, practice your comprehension. And then afterwards, there is a section that asks you questions about that particular video. So these are lessons that you can create online. If you're an English learner, you can make the most of this by practicing your comprehension. Maybe you're even an English teacher and you can make some classes based on some awesome videos. So this is kind of new. Go in there, play around with it. Maybe you can create some classes. Maybe you can learn a lot about some particular subjects and practicing your English at the same time. You guys are going to need a lot of benefit out of this, and we're going to link you to this in this podcast's show notes.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. So let's move on to the joke. I believe Justin is going to step up to be the new funny man. What do you got for us today?
Okay, so today we're going to give you some knock-knock jokes, which are very, very common in the United States, Australia too.
Yep, I think definitely said a lot of them as a kid.
All English language. So knock knock is like when you would go to somebody's door, you knock on the door, right? Mm-hmm. There's always a common format here. So you go knock knock.
Who's there?
The person at the door ends up making a joke.
Yeah, it's generally a wordplay joke as well.
Yeah, so for example, one that a five-year-old boy taught me, which I thought was very funny. It's cheesy. These are very cheesy jokes, but...
What does cheesy mean?
Cheesy means, like, maybe a little bit too much, a little bit... Maybe without taste, without class.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, but it's kind of silly at the same time.
It's very childish, kind of funny in this sense.
Uh-huh. Kind of lame.
Yeah. But if you recognize that it is cheesy and you have fun with it, they're really fun for English.
Yeah. So let's hear it, man. Let's hear some of your cheesy knock knock jokes. So,
okay, this one was taught to me by a 5-year-old named Luca.
Okay.
So, knock knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo hoo.
Don't cry, it's only a joke.
Yeah. Boo hoo. So boo hoo is... do you think that you do this in many languages?
Boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. It's crying.
Yeah, imitate someone crying.
Yeah, and so I did these in my class the other day with some of my intermediate students, mm-hmm. and they loved it.
Yeah?
Because it really, it takes like pronunciation, and you're able to really take words that are similar,
mm-hmm.
and they come out in a different way. For example, here, here's another one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you gonna let me in? So orange, what is orange?
Orange can be either a fruit or a color.
Yeah, so orange, but orange really makes no sense. But the, in this sense, it's like orange is like aren't.
Yeah.
Aren't you gonna let me in?
Yeah.
Orange, exactly. You gonna let me in?
Orange, you going to? Orange, you going to? Sounds like aren't you going to? So it's often wordplay, words that when you say it with who, it makes it sounds like a different word. So they're all going to be mixed with who, because you say, knock, knock, who's there? Something, whatever.
Here's another one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doesn't.
Doesn't who?
Does anybody want to let me in?
Doesn't, as in like 12, right?
Yep.
Doesn't anyone want to let me in?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Harry.
Harry who?
Hurry up, it's cold out here.
Okay.
Hurry nice. Up. Harry is a common name in English.
Harry. Like when Harry met Sally.
But I think in some sense, you don't take the pronunciation so seriously. And so you hear the intonation a lot better.
Yeah, you're right.
And so, I mean, that's really fun for English learners. And you don't hold so tightly to the traditional pronunciation.
Mm-hmm. It's good. Yeah, it's a great way to kind of open your mind to see how we often make grammatical mistakes when we speak English as well. Yeah. And how pronunciation is not necessarily very strict in English. We have so many different kinds of accents and ways to pronounce words.
Yeah, and it's funny because we recognize the similarity between hurry up and hurry up.
Exactly, yeah. Awesome, man.
And we'll link on the bottom here to a page with lots of knock knock jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can share them with your friends, maybe your English teacher or your students.
Yep.
So I'm from Seattle, the birthplace of the grunge movement. Seattle, Washington, in the United States, in the northwest part of the United States. And I wanted to play you out today with one of my favorite bands from the city near where I was born,
mm-hmm.
Pearl Jam. A song called Breath.
Nice, man. Love Pearl Jam.
And the song, I think, is one of their best songs ever, but it's not as popular as some of the other ones, but I think you're going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Breath.
Have you ever seen them play?
I've seen them 5 times, actually.
Wow. All in Seattle?
I've seen them 3 times in Seattle. Twice in Seattle, actually.
Okay.
And in Colorado, Florida as well.
Excellent, man. All right, so yep, hope you guys enjoy it. So that brings us to the end of another podcast. Don't be shy, we have a mailing list. You can contact us at reallifebh.com and you can sign up and we will personally send you 10 free podcasts with transcripts.
Wow.
Oh yeah. All right, guys, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.
Take care.
Oh yeah. Hey man, you haven't done the all year yet.
I don't think I'm very good at it.
No? You want to do a practice one? See if it works. If not, just delete it.
Okay.
So it gives aw yeah.
Aw yeah.
Aw yeah.
Aw yeah.
It's getting there. It's getting there.
Aw yeah.
I think you need a little more attitude in the aw. It's like, aw yeah.
Aw yeah. I think yeah is up.
Yeah.
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 Aw yeah.
It's getting better. It's getting better.